The mistress of Scorchwood stood before Emberlina and smiled.
Young Emberlina, that is a good, strong name. It suits Scorchwood. The first thing to mention is that Scorchwood is an all-girls school. We do not water down our knowledge of the fire art by dividing the curriculum between boys and girls.
Lord Eamon interrupted.
How much?
The unfazed mistress pushed a pamphlet across the coffee table.
Tuition covers both finishing and fire arts. Over the years, your daughter will blossom into a charming young woman who will find a match befitting her station, perhaps even above it. We equip her with the skills necessary for man-catching.
Eamon and Helen perused the pamphlet. Eamon looked distasteful.
And this per year?
Every trimester, with 1 month off per year, 2 weeks over summer, and 2 weeks at Ghost Lights.
Emberlina said.
Come on, Father. It has everything.
Helen pleaded.
Eamon, this will save us on tutelage. We would have to send her to finishing school, whether she had the mystery or not. Not to mention that we would not need to concern ourselves with her feeding, a governess, tutor, or any of that drudgery.
Eamon addressed the mistress.
Of course, we would have to visit.
Emberlina clapped.
Yes, we shall visit right away.
More pleasantries were exchanged, and Emberlina's parents became sold on the notion of attending Scorchwood.